Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness to all things of a financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform inside our feelings, our thoughts, our words, our actions. So does our world, so does the world. It starts with each of us. Transformation starts with each of us first, not out there, in here. We do this each day as we come together in meditation by raising our level, transforming inside our beingness to be true divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, and to do so under grace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 98. Integrity is aligning yourself with God's will. Integrity is aligning yourself with God's will. Now, what does this have to do with financial and economic prosperity? It has everything to do with economic and financial prosperity. Being prosperous means so much beyond financial well-being. Being prosperous is truly the beginning and ending of all things. I call it health, wealth, and happiness. It is fiscal prosperity. It is physical prosperity. It is mental prosperity. And it is emotional prosperity. It is spiritual prosperity. Imagine that you are a five-legged stool. And when each of the legs hits the ground totally evenly, it's all lined up. It doesn't wobble at all. You are stable on all five fronts of you, five aspects of you. You are now in integrity. Integrity is wholeness. The word itself means whole. W-H-O-L-E. You have no holes, H-O-L-E. And so therefore, each of your legs of what you stand for comes to the ground totally lined up with each of the other legs. And you are able to stand, present yourself, have a presence, and be present, wholly, complete, unimpaired in any aspect of your beingness, sound inside and out. When you speak, we hear it and we feel it, this wholeness, this authenticity, this realness. And you are so attractive. Attractive. People want to be in your space. People want what you have. And what you have is this integrity with your higher self, this alignment with your God self, this total agreement with accepting willingly who you are, what you're meant to be, why you came here, your personal mission for being here in this lifetime, sharing your purpose from your heart, not concerned with anything externally around you, knowing that you have the power and presence to transform the outside because of your beingness inside. And you don't stop to think about it. You simply are. This is who you are. This is being totally aligned with your godliness. This is integrity. This integrity is what guides you in every aspect of your life. The places you go, where you present your service, where you seek service, who are your friends and your relationships, the actions and words that you take and speak. This is the integrity, where you are totally one with your heart self and act and think and speak and feel from this place inside, one with your godliness, one with your intuition, one with your soul self. This is integrity. This is the vital core ingredient, if you will, key to mastering life and opening the door wide open to true, authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity, wholeness, health, wealth, and happiness. Integrity is this key. It is integral, the word integrity coming from this, to your being whole, complete. This is vital, essential to your being you. So the question then becomes, well, how do I get all five of these legs if I'm the stool, of course, spiritually speaking? How do I get all five aspects of myself, legs of my being, totally lined up so I do not wobble when I stand up? And I therefore can stand up tall and at peace with myself and the world. That's really the ultimate question. People spend lifetimes, it seems, and all of a lifetime, perhaps you're in this place right now, mastering, getting all five major aspects of yourself to line up, to eliminate the holes in your life, so you can be complete and stand tall, fully at peace with yourself and the world, and therefore open to receive all goodness. Not just holding on for the big stuff, seeing it and feeling it and receiving it, regardless of its seeming size or degree of importance. This is the ultimate question. Okay, I accept integrity is aligning with God's will. How do I get this? How do I line up? How do I become able to stand tall? And a word aligning, meaning to bring into a straight line. It is agreeing with God's will. This is a human condition, really. You see, we've been given free will. So we always have choice. It's a choice. And to understand this alignment is to understand God's will. You have your desires, or what other people desire for you. And many of us spend a whole lifetime shaking off other people's desires for us so we can fulfill our desire for us. Yet the ultimate desire, the desire that brings us in alignment with God's will, is to recognize and honor God's desire for you. You see, there's what your parents wanted you to be, what they thought you were supposed to be, or what other authority figures thought you could be really good at, or you'd make a really good living at, or who would be the right kind of husband for you because they could provide for you a certain lifestyle. So that's other people's will for you. And oftentimes, we don't want to disappoint those people, those seemingly authority figures who are supposed to know more for us. And we are raised to honor our authority figures and elders. So even though it may go against our will, we oftentimes seek out to perform and to reach others' will for us. And then there's our will. We get ideas in our head that we think, wow, wouldn't it be cool to be like that person or do this thing because this person's doing it and it looks really cool. Or we think we'll get the lifestyle that that person has, or we can be like them. So then we may spend a lifetime attempting to achieve someone else's will that we thought was cool. But it was meant for them and not necessarily for us. And then we come to God's will for us. And that's the real will, to align yourself, to be able to stand tall, totally at peace, and lit up from the inside out. It's God's choice for you. And this will takes an awareness on our part, deeper than all the other wills. It takes an awareness to be aligned with a higher power within us, to be conscious and to deliberately choose God's will over all other wills. To deliberately seek out what's been decreed for us from the highest authority. Because will is ordered by one with authority. And so oftentimes, we struggle as human beings to honor the various authority figures in our life. In these times that we live in, times of upheaval and crisis, and not really knowing when the next shoe will fall, as they say, what's coming next. So much confusion out there in the world of business, economics, and in our own government. And you hear every day, including most recently, about even government officials wanting to change the rules. Change the rules of the Constitution because we're in the middle of a crisis, instead of honoring the highest truth. The truth that was based on integrity and the confusion that brings. And when you are aligned with the highest truth, you stop forcing things, making things conform to your will. You honor the highest will. You give up trying to make it so, and you listen and honor the highest will. You know that voice inside that's been giving you signals, bringing you messages for how long now? It's trusting that will with all your heart, knowing you are safe, you've been given guidance on the safe passage that will lead to your India, to your prosperity, to your cup of gold over the rainbow, as they say. It starts with honoring the message inside. Honoring that feeling inside as if you lit up like a Christmas tree and you know it just feels so right. And you give up blocking this light, rationalizing why you'll do it someday. You'll do it when you already feel you've got everything you need inside. It's coming from this place now. Aligning yourself with this place now. Whatever it is sharing with you to do, to be, to say, to act on. I've known of people, and perhaps you've done this yourself as I have. You don't know why, but you get this strong, strong feeling inside. I need to move here. And you trust so much that you know this calling is so strong, it's so persistent, that you actually pack up all your belongings and you make the physical move to another city, to another state. You may or may not know people there, and you start anew, and you discover why, once you're there. The service you're meant to do, those who are meant to be in your life, and it would never happen unless you were willing to follow God's will for you, to follow this light, this inner guiding light, to your outer right direction. This is the time, dear one, more than ever, to listen inside. Time to give up the have-tos and should have to do, and the oughts, the haves, the shoulds, and the oughts. It's time to give them up. Listening to your mental mind, listening to outer people. We're very good at manipulating reality and what is important. It's time to listen to the whole truth, the truth that brings you completeness, the truth that brings you the ease and grace that you actually desire in your life. It's time to give up the inner and outer struggle to whatever degree you are in that now. To choose deliberately God's will for you. I know the truth is you know it. You know it. You've known it for a long time. You get your hints. You get the actual messages. You get signs. Even others seem to drop you messages that confirm what you've been told inside. It's time to let go of your way. It's time to do God's way. To be all who you are meant to be. It's time to be all who you are meant to be. Choosing God's will is putting the key in the lock on the door and turning it. And the door opens wide. The light shines within. And you step in to the life you were meant to live from the very beginning. The life of true, authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. You hold this key, literally and figuratively. You hold the key, and no one can put it into the door's lock other than you. And no one can turn it other than you. And once you do, the rest is there for you. This is what I call meeting God halfway. This is the free will you've been given. The free will to choose God's will over your will, over other people's will, over your mental will and others' wills, the wills related to the have-tos, ought-to, and should. It's letting them go to choose God's will. It's never too late. It's never too late to be all you are meant to be. The key is here. The moment is now. The power is within you. Integrity is aligning yourself with God's will. Yes, you can. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Feeling the peace. Coming inside. Focusing on your heart. Feeling yourself. One with your heart. One with your heartbeat. One with this pulse. As you focus on your heart, notice the color inside. Perhaps there's a spinning light, pulsating the center of your being. Focus on this light. Allowing yourself be drawn into the center of your being. And as you do, feel the peace. Feel the love. Feel every cell and atom of your being filled with oneness with this love, with this light, with this peace. Every energy that is other than this love harmony dissolves in this life. Feel every cell and atom of your being vibrating at this higher level now. One with God's vibration, God's energy, God's source. God's presence within you now. Feel this love stretching out 360 degrees. Center of your being to your toe to your toes, to your fingertips, to the top of your head. You are lit up with God's pure love. Feel this love. This peace, harmony, and prosperity. And in this space of security, safety and wholeness, you may release those beliefs that separate you from this true nature. Those beliefs that get you off target. What you've been told you need or have to have, should do, ought to do. Let them bubble up now. What you need to achieve, what you need to be like, those things you were told so long ago. How perfect you had to be. How right you had to be. Perhaps what you would never be. Simply shine God's light on them now. Perhaps you have the image of who said it to you, where you heard it. Shine God's light of pure love on them now. For they were not God. See them, feel them from your God center now. Those words, those images. Allow God's love to transform that now. Dissolve it now. Release it now. Wish them now well as you totally align with God's will for you. God's happiness for you. God's joy for you. God's peace for you. God's grace for you. See and feel yourself one with the purpose you know is yours. Filled with God's light, radiating pure love. Totally present here, one with God's power and presence blazing through you now. And there is room only for God and your purpose here now. Feel that love pulsating through every cell and atom of your being, feeding you authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. Feeding you the power and source of your being. Feeding you with God's divine love. The knowingness of who you are and why you are here. Dear ones, it's time to come back to your everyday life, one with this power and presence of divine love, one with the power and presence of God within you now. To live your life from this place, one with your true being, whole and complete. And so as we began, we breathe. Still seeing and feeling this brilliant light within you. Knowing this light is you. Coming back to the surface, breathing into your heart, into your head, into your hands as you gently squeeze them, into your feet as you gently squeeze them. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Let there be transformation of divine love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Align yourself to God's will. Let there be health, wealth, and happiness in my world. Let there be integrity in my world. It is done. Om, om, om.
You are one with the power and presence of God. God bless. Namaste.